At a press conference in Puntland's commercial capital, Bosaso, Information Minister Abdi Hakim Guled issued a ban on the release of news concerning Islamist insurgent leader Mohammed Saeed Atom and his forces. Guled told the Puntland media it was obligated to help maintain peace in the semi-autonomous region and warned that any outlets found disobeying the order would face serious consequences. The ban comes 2 days after the arrest of several employees of Bosaso radio station, Horsid FM, after it broadcast an interview with Atom on Friday evening. On Friday, 5 government soldiers were killed in a battle with Atom's forces near Galgala. In the interview with Horsid FM, Atom claimed responsibility for the deaths and vowed to continue his war against the Puntland government. On Saturday, the deputy director of Horsid FM, Abdi Fattah Jama Mira, was charged with violating anti-terrorist laws and sentenced to 6 years in prison and fined $500 for the broadcast. 6 other station employees arrested with Mira were not brought to trial and were released from detention. The Mogadishu-based National Union of Somali Journalists said the ban and recent arrests represented a steady encroachment on media freedoms and independence. Paris-based Reporters Without Borders called Mira's sentence a flagrant and deliberate violation of press freedom and demanded his release. The station's director also criticized the decision, saying it was unfair to allow media to broadcast government statements but restrict coverage of rebel groups. Mohammed Saeed Atom is the leader of the remnants of the insurgent group Al-Ittihad Al-Islamiyya. Atom has declared war against the administration in Puntland in order to establish an Islamic state in the region. His group, which maintains camps in the mountainous area along Puntland's western border, has been the target of a recent military campaign to expel Islamist insurgents from the region. In contrast to Somalia's southern region, Puntland has been relatively peaceful since declaring autonomy in 1998. But over the past year, southern problems such as piracy and Islamic insurgency have affected the Puntland region. While the military campaign last month managed to drive Atom's insurgents from their camps around Galgala, the forces were not totally eliminated and provide a constant threat to regional stability. Mike Longiego for VOA News, Nairobi.